Another thing which the study support team provides is what we call dyslexia assessments. Now, I've given you a definition here of what exactly dyslexia is. Some of you will be aware of this. It's a syndrome, if you like, which has become there's been much more awareness of it in the past 20 or 30 years. So I'll read out that definition. Dyslexia is a medical condition affecting the brain that makes it difficult for someone to read and spell words correctly. And this definition has come from the Macmillan English Dictionary, which I encourage you to use. Now, I'm particularly interested in dyslexia because my own son is dyslexic. He's a certified dyslexic. And when he was young, this affected his studying quite seriously. And once we realized that he was an intelligent boy, but he was having a problem learning, we knew we had to find out what it was. And we managed to find out that he was suffering from dyslexia. And he was given support throughout his secondary school life. And now he's a doctor, a medical doctor. So, you know, this dyslexia didn't affect his studies or his career, and he's done brilliantly. So, you know, if you have a problem spelling or reading, even in your own language, you know, it's possible you could be dyslexic. A lot of people are, and there are lots of ways of dealing with this problem. Now, moving on, still talking about the study support system, they have a mission, and I think it's important to look at this mission. I've written it up here. To help students take control of their own learning development by giving advice and information suited to each individual. Right, so what that means is that they take you case by case, individual. So everybody is unique. They have their own particular problems. And the study support team appreciates this and tries to deal with you as an individual, not just as a number. Okay? And they give support in things like, you know, essay writing and structuring. Well, you might say, well, I've been on the pre-sessional. Why do I need support for essay writing and structuring of essays? And the answer is probably you won't if you've been a good student and made good progress. But still, it can be a problem. So the advice is there with this team. They give you advice about exam preparation. Now, this can be important for some students. It could be about, you know, how to manage your time, or how to memorize stuff. You know, you've got a lot to remember, or how to select what to learn for the exams, or how to predict what will be in an exam. It'll give you lots of advice in this area. Next, it can deal with motivation. Now, what is motivation? Okay, well, motivation is what makes you get up and go to do something. If you weren't motivated in the morning to come to Cowles, what would you do? Well, you'd lie in bed, listen to your MP3 player, get on the old mobile, text a few people, you know, and you wouldn't be motivated to come to work. What motivates you is because you know that if you come to Cowles, you're going to be taught, you're going to develop your English skills, and that's going to help you in future. So that's a form of motivation. The fact that you know that by working hard now, you'll do better in the future. That's what motivation is. You need to be motivated. And when you're studying on your academic course, sometimes maybe you'll have very few lectures during the week, or you'll have so much work that you find that you can't cope. with all the work. And so what you do is you do nothing. And you know, you know that you've got lots of work to do, but you don't do it because it's all piling up. I've been there. I know. Okay, so yeah, if you need, you feel you need to be motivated, and you're finding it difficult to motivate yourself, then go along to the study support team, and they'll give you some advice on how to deal with this problem.